The IG's final report, released on Tuesday, is centered on scheduling practices in Phoenix, but the authors also concluded that inappropriate scheduling practices are a nationwide systemic issue throughout the VA healthcare system. In Phoenix, the IG team identified 28 patients who suffered what the report calls clinically significant delays in getting treatment because of either scheduling practices or access to care issues. Six of those patients later died. It also found 17 cases in which veterans received poor medical care for other reasons. 14 of those died. The IG's office says it can't conclusively assert that any of those deaths were caused directly by scheduling or poor quality of care, but it says all 45 of the cases reflect, quote, unacceptable and troubling lapses in follow-up, coordination, quality, and continuity of care. Bob McDonald is the new VA secretary. He spoke earlier on Tuesday at the American Legion's National Convention.
The truth of the matter is that we failed in a number of ways, and we need to do better. We have to do better, much better. Right now, it's up to the department to reaffirm its worth and regain veteran trust. Over the past few months, we've been forced to take a hard look at ourselves through the eyes of the veterans and through their experiences, good, bad, and indifferent. I think one of the lessons I learned is that we have to be truly veteran-focused. We need to continuously measure our performance, not just when things go wrong, but also when things go right. From here on out, we want veterans to know that when they walk through VA's doors, employees are all in when it comes to meeting our mission, living our values, and keeping veterans first and foremost in all that we do. Without that, there can be no trust.
The report made 24 separate recommendations to VA. The IG says the department has concurred with each of the recommendations and has submitted acceptable action plans for all of them. Among them, that VA headquarters officials determine whether to take disciplinary action against the Phoenix leaders who oversaw the creation of secret patient waiting lists. Again, Bob McDonald.
Too many leaders failed to take ownership of the problems facing their facilities and employees. They failed to identify shortfalls in resources and take action to obtain the additional resources they needed. And they failed to set the standard for honesty and integrity and quash the culture of self-protection and retaliation. As you would expect, we've made a number of leadership changes in the field and at the central office. To help address our immediate concerns, we've brought in former VA Undersecretary for Health, Dr. Jonathan Perlin, for a short tour of duty as senior advisor. And we brought in VA General Counsel Lee Bradley to help sort through VA's responsibilities to taking action against those accused of wrongdoing or management negligence.
McDonald says the FBI and VA are still conducting investigations into improper or illegal activities by VA leaders, and the Office of Special Counsel still has more than 100 active investigations into whistleblower claims and allegations of whistleblower retaliation. But so far, the department has taken 30 personnel actions since May in connection with the scheduling scandal.
Two members of the senior executive service have resigned or retired. Three members of the senior executive service have been placed on administrative leave pending the results of investigations. Over two dozen healthcare professionals have been removed from their positions. And four more GS-15s or below have been placed on administrative leave.
In addition, VA officials tell the Associated Press that they're planning to fire two supervisors and discipline four other employees in Colorado and Wyoming who are accused of falsifying healthcare data. According to the IG report, officials in Phoenix kept two separate lists of patients who were waiting to get appointments. One of them, VA's official electronic waiting list, had 1,400 patients in line, but a second set of off-the-books lists contained another 3,500 names. Scheduling staff also routinely used a series of tricks to obscure how long veterans were waiting, like falsifying the appointment date they'd requested and falsely claiming that patients had asked to reschedule appointments. The report concluded officials in Phoenix knew about the practices and that the main goal was to make it appear on paper that the facility was meeting VA's national goal of getting veterans treatment within 14 days. The report recommends VA move to rectify the long waits by contacting all the veterans affected and beginning to get them either into VA facilities or into private sector care. McDonald says the department has begun to do that.
We've reached out to over 266,000 veterans to get them off of wait lists and into clinics sooner. In just the last 2 months, we've made almost 912,000 referrals for veterans to receive care in the private sector. The number of people waiting for appointments has declined by 57% since May 15th of this year. Facilities are adding more clinic hours. We're recruiting to fill physician vacancies. We're deploying mobile units, mobile medical units, and we're using temporary staffing to provide more care to veterans more quickly.
This summer, Congress passed and the President signed the Veterans Access, Choice, and Accountability Act. Besides making it easier for VA to fire members of the senior executive service, it also spends $10 billion over 3 years to pay for veterans' medical treatment in private clinics and hospitals, plus $5 billion more for VA to hire more doctors and nurses of its own.
We need to do a better job of forecasting. It's essential for us to reliably predict future demand for services so we can make good decisions about budgets, about support systems, and about people. Inadequate forecasting was partly responsible for the severe shortages of personnel at some locations. And so recruiting right now is job one. I intend to be out in front and hands-on in that effort. Later this week, I'm going to launch our recruiting efforts by speaking to doctors, interns, residents, and students at Duke University's Medical School.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.